I love everyone who unequivocally, unconditionally, all is one, everything is unfolding as it should. Always remember this, all is well, everything is in its right place, unfolding the way it's supposed to. Make no mistakes, everything is right, just the way it is now. All people on this planet require happiness. Everyone must attain happiness. I don't want happiness. Happiness never changes. Happiness is an attainment to have it steadily, completely, every day, every hour. Where does happiness like this come from? Does it come from the external world? Of course, and how could it? For the world changes every minute. Everything in this world changes. Therefore, when something makes you happy, it goes away after a while. What's in the law of change? So where does happiness come from? Let us see. Let's find out. Whom do you love the most in this world? Yourself, naturally. Even if you think you don't love yourself, you really love yourself. Or if you didn't, you wouldn't take care of yourself like you do. You wouldn't eat properly. And exercise, you want to take care of yourself. So there's always things to see yourself as show that you love yourself more than all. Yeah, who is the self that you love? Something external? It's internal. You love yourself. Very much. This proof that happiness comes from inside. Actually, that happiness comes from within, not from without. Positive. Again, when you sleep, you have a deep sleep without dreams. When the mind is inactive, you get up in the morning and you say, I slept well. I feel refreshed. If your mind wasn't active, then you slept. You feel happy when you wake up. But as soon as you begin to think again, you begin to remember the world, and the happiness goes away. Because it goes around this world now. Let's try this tomorrow morning. When you first get up, the first few seconds that you're up, see if you're really extremely happy. This is again true that happiness comes from within. Inside of you, happiness comes from the outside. Again, people think they have a lot of possessions, they're happy. If they don't have possessions, they're sad, not unhappy. This is again the wrong thinking. When people have nothing, they're really happy. When they have too much, they're kind of happy. People have so many possessions, they become miserable. These things are going to stay in position, these things are going to take them away from them. They'll break, they'll be ruined. So watch your positions carefully. And if you have no positions, that means you've been taken, you feel happy. So again, we learn that happiness comes from within. That's from inside, from within. You can be just as happy as you make up your mind to be. All that happens you've been looking for all of your life comes from within you, not from without you. Now that you understand all that happens comes from within you, how do you attain it? How do you get to it? How do you make it shine in your life? Let's talk about this a while. Your true nature is happiness, perfect happiness. This is what you are right now. You've covered it up with layers of ignorance, with seeds of ignorance. You've covered it up completely. And you feel the world fresh on you. So you have to get rid of the seeds that cover it up. as it is for us, who am I? I'm quiet within. This is where the first place to happiness. I'm quiet within, who am I? Within happy. Let me ask yourself this question. The stuff that's been making you unhappy will disappear. And true happiness will shine once more. Happiness and love are synonymous. They're both the same. If you love, you're happy. If you're happy, you're loving. The only thing really on the word happiness that never changes, unless it's dive deep within the self. All happiness comes from the self. The self what you are. You're in the self of one. You're two of one. You don't know this. Again, you believe the things that make you happy outside of yourself. Well, I look at the experiences in our lives, the previous things that exist this way. Everything is temporal. Again, when you're sleeping, you have the whole position. You have the body and the mind. But you're happy when you get up. Now, during your waking state, you can find the same release by quieting the mind, making the mind keep quiet. This is called self-realization. That's what self-realization really is. It's quieting the mind. That's all. Nothing else. Again, you produce when you're sleeping. Remember this, when you're sleeping, your mind is quiet. You don't set yourself at all. Your body is quiet, peaceful. That's when you wake up happy. So again, if you want to do that in your waking state, you'll always be happy. And again, the first way to do this is to find out where you are. Ask yourself, where am I? Over and over again, where am I? Who am I? Who am I? The world will begin to drop off your shoulders, fresh in this world. And you'll find that you're becoming happier than you've ever been in your life. This is the truth. This is the reality. You're already happy, but you don't know it. For you to rely on things to make you happy. I'm saying if you forget about the things, and become happy by itself. All of us live in conceptual thinking. We have concepts of which we want. It's good, it's bad. We have concepts that make us happy, make us miserable. There's no concept of the truth. As an example, there's an illustration of a false hologram. Two men go to college. They go home to go to college. Tom and Jeff. They've been in college for 3 weeks. Tom and Jeff walk across the street in a truck without control. Kills Jeff. Someone was a telegraph office and there's a telegram. Jeff spins. I'm sorry to tell you that Jeff's been hit by a truck and he's not dead. Same time. The telegraph office makes a mistake and inadvertently gets switched names. The telegram comes to Jeff Spins saying, Tom was killed. It doesn't say the same sex. So what happens? Telescopes become a circle. So crying, screaming, turning all colors, turning blue. Or just spirits feel happy. Who happened when their son was killed? Then some people always find a mistake and they correct it. Since some people say, sorry, Jeff is dead, that's on. So he's alive and kicking. And in parents' cases, Jeff's going to become a circle. So if you were happy before, they're a circle. But some people become happy. This should have the mind for you. We're all bound by certain concepts in life. But it looks like it makes us happier than another thing. In truth, you're really happy. Not listen to concepts at all. Forget about the concepts. What we want to do is remove concepts from our minds so that confirms only, and then remove the mind. So the mind is taking. I'm trying to say, when you don't think, you're happy. When you think, you're miserable. You just learn not to think. Stop the mind of thinking. Stop the mind of thinking right now. The main way to do this, remember. Self-inquiry is one way. Watching the breath is another way. Watching the source is another way. The mantra drop is another way. Meditation itself is another way. These are the way you have to quiet the mind. Those things to make the mind quiet, that's it. There's nothing else. All systems of philosophy are based on quieting the mind. It's the ultimate. All the yoga that you do, the meditation that you do, it's to quiet the mind. The mind is quiet, realization comes by itself, it's only quiet. So we don't have to talk so much. We need to be still. Be still that I am God. When it comes to me, real nature shines forth in all its glorious splendor. You get to realize that you're the imperishable Brahman. It's absolute reality. Your own nature is pure awareness. And they're also known as happiness. Remember, only when you know who you are will you be happy. Otherwise, it's virtually impossible to be happy. Your body is full of change. You're always changing, as I said before. You can't be happy with things. You're changing your life constantly, continuously. When I was in India in 1948, I used to travel to the jungle in southern India. I would lie on a rock and sleep, find a cave and sleep, lie in the sand and sleep. I was without a possession, I had no possessions. These were the happiest moments of my adult life, happiest time I ever lived. I was not confined to anything, or any place. I was totally free. I'm not confined to an apartment. Rules and regulations. fun going to meetings like this. I got a little organization to myself. Doing the way it is. I have a patient that they rent by clothes. Which is better. Being completely aware of everything or having positions. The business having many positions is better. That's not true. Remember, the more positions you are, the more complicated your life becomes. Remember this. The more positions you have, the more complicated your life becomes. If you free your mind, it doesn't matter where you are. If your mind is free, you can go anywhere, anytime. Only you can find happiness for yourself, nobody else can do it for you. I can lead you to the gold mine if you're just doing it yourself. I can share the streets with you, but you have to do it yourself. You get home by when you're by yourself at home, what do you do with yourself? What do you do with your life? Sit on the TV, go out of the way, read newspapers. Keep your mind occupied by things. Just put it down. You find times in life when you're all alone. Just watching TV, not listening to radio. And watching reading a newspaper. You can put a few of these things. Or else you have to come back again, life after life after life. So you get it right. So let me cut the joint. You want to be happy, you have to like when you're dreaming. Or you're deep asleep. The way you said you have to be deep asleep when you're awake. You'll be happy. All you remember happens because it ends with you. Remember also that you love yourself and anybody else. Remember also during sleep, you avoid the position. And where the mind, the body, you know, where the body, the mind. And you're happy. So I'm showing you how to come from within, nothing without. What are you going to do about it? You have a short life here on this earth. Then when you go in, you bring this body, it's up to you. You're calling the place where you're going to leave this body. By the way you act, by the way you believe, what you do with your life. So I said you begin practicing within, go within yourself and begin practicing. Spend every moment turning within. There's no point in anything else you can do. This is your life. Peace. A bandar is an occasion where we feed the poor and the homeless. Of course, we can't bring the poor and the homeless in this house. I don't think Bob would appreciate that. So we'll do what we do every year. The first homeless person is to give him $10. any questions I'll be thinking about it. So Joe, we see a homeless person today or tomorrow, we never see this person. Give him her $10. Is that a way of feeling homeless? Spend the time to feed ourselves? We'll have music after that? Those are fun again. Bring on the food. That's it.